Many years ago, I went with my Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Noach Weinberg Zatzal, and a group of about maybe 50 Rebbeim from Yeshiva Torah to on a trip to Poland. And we went through the camps, of course. We went to areas where Jews had accomplished amazing things over the many centuries before the Holocaust. And it was a very emotional, very, very powerful trip. And at the end of the trip, my Rosh Yeshiva said something that really surprised everybody. He asked us, which of us has felt the pain of its of the what he called the Tsar Hashchina? We felt the pain of Am Yisrael, we felt the pain of the people who were brutally murdered, but who had felt the pain of the Tsar Hashchina? So I'm going to read a few different sources that speak about this idea. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tremendous love for Am Yisrael, even while difficult, painful, horrific things happen to the Jewish people. And that doesn't in any way diminish HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for Am Yisrael, but it rather enhances it. Sefer called the Rinas Dodim, he writes, Hashem will never forget us. He's waiting, anticipating until the time we will come, redeem Israel from all of the transgressions. That is to say, even when the generation is entirely liable. The Chafetz Chaim says similarly, it's known that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves his nation Israel greatly. They're considered like a favorite child Shem delights in, as a pasuk describes. And when a parent is a child like this and sees him behaving improperly, even so he covers it over for him from the greatness of his love for him. And even if he sometimes disciplines him, it comes with much grace and compassion. From the great love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for Israel, though he himself knows whatever they did in secret and openly, even so, it will not arouse itself to do anything bad to them. As it is said, the pasuk says, we just read recently, Oh, beat Av and Biyako. He sees no negative in the Jewish people. The Gra also discusses this. Hashem gives tochacha to the one that he loves. Tochacha is only given to one that we love, one where our heart is concerned with his evil. We see he's going in a path which is not good. That's who we give tochacha to. Similarly, it's obvious that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you tochacha, he certainly loves you. The pasuk continues, like a father towards a son he favors, it's only a parent to a child where tochacha is really given. However, even one who loves another, if the person with the bad behavior won't listen to his tochacha, the one who's trying to correct him will then leave him to go in the negative path he desires. But with a parent and a child, if the child won't listen to his correction, even so, the parent won't leave him. Rather, he'll rebuke him with the Yesurim, painful difficulties, till he abandons the evil path. That is, because of his love, which is greater than anything else, and also his heart, which is pained because of the evil and wants him to be righteous, he therefore chastens him for his own good. The proof that this is because of his love is that afterwards, when he's removed his rod of chastisement from him, he desires to fulfill whatever the child wants. He speaks supplications to him to appease his mind. This is why the previous pasuk said about Yesurim, Altimas, don't disparage it. Because when Hashem or a parent afflicts you with Yesurim, it's obvious that you are precious like a child. Based on the pasuk, where Hashem says, I will hide my face from them when the Jews are behaving badly, the Chizkuni explains, this is like a man whose son transgressed against him and says to strike him specifically out of his presence because of his love for him. Rabbi Yerucham Levavitz quotes the Ramchal, if you transgress a lot, my son, don't despair, because you are among the descendants of Israel. Hashem will make you successful. The following is the tefillah for the Rishonim. Many times I rebelled, was negligent, regretted it. Since I'm among the descendants of Israel, Hashem's love does not depend on anything. The way he loves us, benefits us, Israel is certainly fortunate. The Mishnah in Sanhedrin tells us, when a person is in anguish for his transgressions, what does the Shekhinah say? Kaviyachol, my head feels heavy, my arm feels heavy. If so, that Hashem is pained by the spilled blood of the wicked in Bezdin, all the more so blood of the tzaddikim in any situation. The Sefer Ikarim writes, he asks the question, how is it possible for Hashem to love people when the distance between them has no limit? He answers, the love of Hashem for people is certainly not in the category of a love between two equal entities. It's rather a natural love, like the love between a parent and his child, or like the love of a craftsman, the work of his hands, whether we are fitting or whether we are not fitting. However, we look into this more deeply, you find this is really a beloved, it's really a borrowed concept. After all, neither the form nor the material of a person could actually be part of Hashem, like a child from a parent. In addition, since the creation was made with a mamar, a statement from Hashem, with no difficulty, we can't say Hashem is really concerned with the work of his hands. Whether Hashem rules the entire universe, just like a regular king and a parent complete the needs of the nation and the child. They require nothing from the receiver except to honor and appreciate them. And even this is not for the sake of the creator, who is Melech HaKavod, intrinsically honored, but rather for themselves. If they engage in Kavod properly, they will then be able to connect to the divine influence and the special supervision. The Sukkim also expressed the love of Hashem to Israel, like the love of a parent, love of a husband to a wife. Just like the husband required to take care of all the needs of his wife, is similarly appropriate for Hashem to complete all the needs of Israel, since they are the nation which Hashem chose as his inheritance from all the nations on the earth. It's therefore appropriate for them to honor and fear him, to guard all his mitzvot, and not to love any other entity. We should also teach that love of Hashem to Israel comes from a choice and a will from above, because Hashem desired you and chose you. The term cheshek, desire, expresses an outpouring of love, alitam, with no conditions, like the love of a particular woman, if one finds another more beautiful. The entire Shir HaShirim is built on this desired love with no specific condition. That's why we are called a segula, a treasure. Therefore, it says, not because of your righteousness, because you are a stiff-necked people. This love is logical and established with no deviation. As the Pasuk says, Vavas Olam Avatich, I've loved you with an eternal love. The Sefer Kuntres Tiferes Banim Avosam expands on this. We have a mitzvah, Hayidbach B'midosav, to cling to the midos of Hashem. For example, just like he is Rachum, merciful, you should also be merciful. The Sefer Avodas Yisrael asks a fascinating question on this. How is the midah of Yira, fear, relevant to Hashem? His answer is, since the Creator desired chesed, he wants to bestow all goodness to Am Yisrael. Through this, the aspect of Yira is therefore relevant to Hashem. That is, he's afraid of someone transgressing, God forbid, and therefore being unable to receive the Hashva Tovot, positive influences. When a person contemplates this with his mind, how can he not appreciate and speak more and more of the greatness and strength of the love of Hashem to every single Jew? Only through the greatness of his love to a Jew, which allows the aspect of Yira to be relevant to Hashem. How great, therefore, must our fear and trepidation be to do anything, small or large, which is, God forbid, against the will of Hashem, King of the universe, who has such a great love towards us. And he continues, a similar idea can be applied directly to us. A person should contemplate the greatness of the Rachmanos, compassion, and Ahava of Hashem towards us. The highest level of Yira comes from the aspect of Chesed. One should realize that the main pleasure and desire of the Creator is exclusively giving benefit to Yisrael. main creation, the universe was for this. His kindness and goodness will be recognized in the world. Transgression causes, God forbid, a blockage, the kindness, the pleasure from the Creator. How much do we need to be filled with fear and trepidation if we don't cause, God forbid, a blockage of this pleasure from Hashem? That's the essence of the Yira. And when a person comes to this, will necessarily be afraid to do anything against his will. The Derech HaMelech says similarly, there's a type of Yira mitoch Ava, fear from love with Hashem. Hashem is afraid, so to speak, that a person may transgress and then he won't be able to love him, or he may need to punish him, God forbid. This is Yira mitoch Ava, fear from love. Since Hashem loves a person, he's afraid, so to speak, that this person may transgress. There's a fundamental difference between a father who loves his son and a person who loves one who is not his son. While one may really love the non-relative, that person distances himself from him, he's no longer able to love him, doesn't deeply hurt him, he's no longer able to love him. This is different from a father loving his son. For besides the love, there's also a ratzon, a will. He wants to love his son. And therefore, if the son distances himself from him and does things to damage the love of his father towards him, it hurts the father. He is unable to love him because that is his will and desire. And therefore, it says, I love you, in Lashon Rabbim, says Hashem, and to every Jew, Lashon Yachid, Hashem calls out, behold, I love you, and I want to take pleasure in your love toward me. Why then do you not allow me to love you? And why do you cause me pain, so to speak, with my being unable to love you? And therefore, there should be Yirat Shemayim upon you, because Hashem loves us and is pained when that love is damaged. Furthermore, we should be afraid to damage his love, to cause him pain, so to speak. We're also able to come to this fear, or Yirat Onesh, a fear of punishment. And when one contemplates this matter and realizes that Yirat Onesh, fear of punishment, which includes Yisarim, painful difficulties, is also from the love of Hashem, that one's picture of Yirat Onesh will be transformed. One will then recognize the pain above Hashem was punishing us, so to speak, how it hurts his love towards us. And additionally, will arouse a Yira within us of the love of Hashem towards us. Our soul may even hear the voice of Hashem is calling to us. I love you and I want your love. Why do you damage my love and also damage, God forbid, my will? Why is it that we have a hard time appreciating Hashem loves us? As the Rav mentioned on Shabbos, in Devarim, Moshe says to the Jews, and you complained in your tents and you said, "Vesinas Hashem osano," because Hashem hated us. That's why he brought us out of Egypt, to give us in the hands of the Amorites to destroy us. And Rashi explains, really he loved you, but you hated him. As the Moshe says, what you have in your heart towards your friend, imagine his heart towards you. The last point I mention is, what are the implications of Hashem loving us to this degree? And perhaps the most profound implication is our ability to accept difficult and painful Yisurim. The Pasuk says, Banim etam l'Hashem Elokeichem, for children to God your Lord, those is going to do, don't gash yourself, God forbid, and don't make a bald spot for a person that passed away. The Ibn Ezra points out a powerful insight with this comparison of Hashem to a parent. Once you know that you are bonded to Hashem, he loves you more than a parent to a child. Therefore, all says go to do, don't gash yourself. Anything that happens, because whatever occurs is for the good. That is just as true, even if you don't understand what happened. Just like young children, who don't always understand the actions of their parents, but they simply rely on them even so, you should also do this to all who are a holy nation. And the Sefer Chochmah Musar says similarly, the Pasuk tells us, Banim etam l'Hashem Elokeichem, very clear, once you are children to God your Lord, then you should not be overly pained. Whatever Hashem does is certainly for your benefit. Kina Yud Ches.